best story just broke. And this isn't even really like a breaking news story. It's just, you know, something happens and then it suddenly makes its way onto Twitter and it goes viral. And I cannot get enough of this. This is the greatest thing ever. So every year, Pornhub puts out their list, not really a list. They have a country, our country, and by state, they list the most popular porn searches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like for example, so if you look at Texas, Texas is purple and the word lesbian is written across Texas. Because
that's very surprising.
Really? So you think Texas favorite Pornhub search term lesbian is a surprise?
I would think that's a surprise for Texas, yes.
Okay. Well, where would you expect there to be a lot of lesbian searches then if not Texas?
California.
Nope.
No, it wouldn't be Connecticut.
Nope. Little Connecticut has a different thing that they like. Here's what's interesting about this. Remember, what you search for in the world of porn has to do with your fantasy, right? Mm-hmm. That's all fantasy stuff and it's private. So the only reason why Pornhub knows it is because they know what the most searched thing is in every state. They're not going to go call out, you know, some dude in Jackson Hole, Wyoming and be like, hey, we see you're into MILF. Like they don't do that, you know, but they do see that it varies by state. But what's really interesting is it's sort of clustered. Okay. So if you look at Mississippi, Alabama, Atlanta, you know, that area, it's all ebony.
Oh, that's what they search for.
Yeah. The number one search term in the Georgia, I said Atlanta, but really, I mean, Georgia, in the Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi area is ebony. So, you know, that kind of makes sense to me, of course. Like that's, but maybe it doesn't, because I think the whole idea here is that it's usually counterintuitive that if you're in like a really, really, you know, white, even like racist state, you would probably, you know, be peeking at something that is taboo for you. But I don't think in Georgia, ebony is taboo. So that's sort of expected.
If black people are searching for ebony or white people are searching for ebony.
Right. I know. Yeah.
Because I don't think, if you're black, you're going to search for that name. Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
You know, that's kind of strange.
Right. So like Alaska also has lesbian as their number one search term. But is that because there's a ton of lesbians in Alaska being like,
I don't think there's hardly any.
Check out the lesbian situation. Or is there hardly any? And it's a fantasy of whoever it is that's searching, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's what's interesting. Is it a popular search term because it's taboo? Is it a popular search term because it isn't taboo, because it's so regular? You know, I wonder. So what's also interesting is the cluster of, like, if you look at everywhere from Michigan down through Ohio into Pennsylvania, that whole little sweep of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 states in that little area, all MILF.
Really?
Yep.
So are you packing now or are you packing later tonight? They're in the chicks like you. So, yeah.
I know. It's like, I was going to start OnlyFans. I was going to do it here in New York, but it's not. New York is into threesome. Threesome is the number one term in New York. So,
right. Yeah,
maybe I'll move to Ohio and start a MILF OnlyFans.
You can pretend you have kids.
Yeah. I mean, look at my body. It looks like I've had many.
And a couple C-sections.
Wow, look at those stretch marks. You must have like 11 kids.
That's hot.
But see, the reason why this becomes very interesting is it's the states that only have one term that nobody else has, the more unique terms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really why it's gone viral. So the most popular terms, as we said, are MILF, ebony, lesbian, and Asian. Asian's really popular. California, that's the number one most searched term.
Really?
So, yeah, Hawaii, California, New Mexico, Nevada, Asian.
Mm.
Okay. But here are the interesting ones. So Maine, which you would think is, I don't know. I don't know what I think of Maine. Maine feels pretty laid back, footloose, fancy free. You move to Maine to get away from it all, to get away from the big cities, you know. The number one search term in Maine is BDSM.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought it would be lobster. Yeah.
Well, right. Exactly. You know, that's what's interesting, because you would think it has something to do with where the people are living in their regular day-to-day life. Like Florida, the number one porn search term is boats.
Boats?
Right.
Sex boats, with boats, like, or sex on boats?
I don't know. Maybe a little of both.
Never even heard of that.
Well, right. That's the weird thing about it. So Montana, it's librarian.
Really?
Yep. But that's the only state. No one else is interested in librarians. Montana?
Is it just one guy in Montana that just searches that a lot?
Over and over and over.
Right.
And you're just like, wow.
Because there's only probably like six people in Montana total. So one guy could be searching librarian a lot.
So something else that was really interesting in, this is great. Colorado, the number one search term on Pornhub, droopy balls.
Droopy balls.
They're looking for droopy balls.
Is a thing you can put into Pornhub?
You're asking. I had no idea.
That has to be one person.
I was today years old when I learned that droopy balls was a term that people actually type in the search engine for Pornhub.
That's the strangest thing to put in. I wonder if people that work at Pornhub just want to end their life every single day when they see what people are searching. It's like, I don't even believe in humanity anymore. Somebody is searching droopy balls in porn.
No, not somebody. The entire state of Colorado.
I don't know which is worse, droopy balls or boat. I don't understand that.
Oh, it gets worse, my friend.
No, it can't get worse than droopy balls.
It does. It gets offensive and it gets weird.
Oh, no.
So let's first go with offensive. Michigan.
No.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this. As somebody who is from Michigan, you are from Michigan. The number one Pornhub search term in Michigan is racist.
Racist.
Like, that's a porn term? I can't even, in my mind, I couldn't even imagine what the sex is that goes with that.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Very strange.
Yeah, that's out
Michigan
there.
Is very racist. The you know, it's very different. So I can kind of see that, but it's still kind of strange.
Right. North Carolina and Connecticut are the only two that have this one term in common, which I thought was a bigger category in the world of porn. And that's stepsister.
Because it's North Carolina, of course. That's just the mountains of North Carolina. Stepsister.
Well, no, and Connecticut. What do you make of that?
There's two people that have the hots for their sister in Connecticut. It just keeps her. But yeah, in North Carolina, it's the mountains. It's got to be. It's everybody in Asheville.
Right. But remember, porn for a lot of people is about taboo. So that's
can be more taboo than that.
Stepsister. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. This is really weird. I have two more for you that are making national news right now because they're just so weird that people cannot get their mind around it. It is only in Oklahoma. It is nowhere else in the country. The number one searched term on Pornhub in Oklahoma is goth hospital. Like, that's a thing. Goth, I get. Like, goth, like those women that, you know, dress all in black and their skin is white. And they're sort of like, you know, annihilation.
Like suicide girls.
Yeah, suicide girls. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck me. Go kill yourself. But goth hospital. That's the real, like, what?
What? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't know what a goth hospital is, but you know that as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to Pornhub. I'm going to be like, goth hospital? What is that?
Now it's going to be number one in New York.
Right, exactly. I'll search enough. But so as weird as racist is for Michigan, as weird as BDSM is for Maine, as weird as boats is for Florida and librarian, the number one thing that is making national news right now is Tennessee. Kevin James is the number one search porn term in Tennessee.
That's not right. That can't be right. Where did you get this study? This is crazy.
No, Pornhub put out this list themselves. It is Pornhub's list.
Do you want to see Kevin James naked?
Well, I don't, but...
Paul Bart? You want to see Paul Bart naked?
I'm just telling you, listen, I'm just here to report the facts. I'm not here to explain them and what messed up minds there are in Tennessee that they're like, well, let's see, I can go MILF, nah, lesbian, passé, threesome, that's so 1990. Kevin James.
Does Kevin James have a porn? Please don't look. Do not look for that at all.
Trust me, after I look at Goth Hospital, I'm going right to Kevin James. Right to Kevin James.
On Pornhub all night long.
Yeah, I will be. And then it's suddenly be like New York.
Library. Look up boat.
Boats. Yeah.
Boats.
I didn't realize those are the search terms. You know, as somebody who is, you know, I don't dislike porn. I'm just not an aficionado the way people are. I didn't realize that it runs that deep, that you can be that specific. I thought it's just like, you know, you go to porn and you look at porn. Like, whatever they have there, you just click on it. There it is. I didn't realize that you can actually design your own. Like, it's not just threesome. Like, that makes sense. Threesome. There you go. Three people show up.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James? Like, why stop there?
I mean, why wouldn't it be Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Brad Pitt? I mean, the famous people who had porn, you know, videos, Tommy Lee. Why Kevin James?
But that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go with Kevin James, who is, I didn't realize, a sex symbol, but apparently people are just wanking it to Kevin James left and right.
I wonder if guys are looking for that or women are looking for that.
Everybody in Tennessee, everybody in Nashville.
Wow.
I know. Memphis and Nashville, they're like, Kevin James, bring him on, man.
Is
bring
he
that
even
guy
from Tennessee?
Bring that man muffin on.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's crazy. I don't even know what to say now. But yeah, look up Kevin James and Goth Hospital for me and let me know what it is, because I'm not looking that up.
Yeah, I'll do some research later.
I don't need that in my computer. There's no way I can live that. I would have to throw my computer in the lake the minute I search for Kevin James porn.
I know. Can you imagine, like, in one of these situations that you end up, I don't know, like you're significant other is found dead,
mm-hmm.
and they go and the first thing they do is look at your computer to see what you've been searching.
He was looking up like boat porn and Ebony and Kevin James.
Yep, he must have done it, because this is wackadoodle.